On Sunday, May 3rd, the Montreal Canadiens defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning to advance to the second round of the NHL playoffs. Jubilant celebrations followed, but celebrations quickly turned to fear in a matter of minutes. When the crowd of 100,000-plus strong reached the corner of Drummond Street and Boulevard de Maisonneuve West, they were met with lines of police in riot gear. Hundreds of officers initiated contact with shocked fans, beating them with batons, pushing them with riot shields, kicking them with boots, and forcing them to run using strength. I was there as a fan and a journalist. Avery Beaumont, the co-host of CJLO's own North-South Hockey, was also there as a fan.
I saw one of them shove my friend. Like, it's a whole thing.
Both he, I, and dozens of others were assaulted by the police on the night of May 3rd. Independent photojournalist William Wilson was also on the scene. His photos are the only official documents proving what happened that night.
I'm William Wilson. I'm a photojournalist and journalist based in Montreal. I cover mostly protests. I'd say 95% of what I do is protests of some variety, and the rest is Habs celebrations.
While Wilson did not watch the game at Centre Bell, he came to Avenue des Canadiens after the game expecting a police presence.
I knew that the police were going to be very heavy-handed with the fans following the celebrations. And I also knew that the watch party that occurred at the Bell Center would be a little more of a younger crowd and a little more of a rowdier crowd than the usual home games.
Well, Wilson expected a police presence. He was impressed by the crowd.
People have been remarkably polite about coming downtown, taking public space, cheering for their team, and then going home. The vibes were good. Dancing, cheering, chanting, all that stuff.
While the vibes may have been celebratory, they quickly turned to fear at the hands of hundreds of SIS riot police officers.
I saw an incredible police presence. The police presence was very, very high, and the police began to push people towards René Lévesque after seeing quite a bit of, celebrating that they didn't like, I think. So that included the use of fireworks. I think that's what really pushed them to be like, all right, fun's over, guys.
The riot police continued their attempted crowd control, facing more than 100,000 fans in the streets.
We got to about René Lévesque. Things calmed down a little bit. I'd say for about 10 minutes, people continued celebrating, much smaller crowd. Because once the police in full riot gear began to push people, there were a large portion was like, all right, this is getting a little weird for me. Like, it's a lot of young people. They're just here to watch hockey. They're just here to celebrate hockey. They're not here to, get beat up by the cops or whatever. Then the police charged them, like smacking their batons against their shields and running, sprinting at the people. And that's when, people began to be really scared, run like, what the heck is happening? And then for about 30 more minutes, the police continued to charge people throughout the downtown core. Sometimes people would be lighting fireworks, shooting them into the air. Some flares went off as well. And every time the police would hear, go Habs, go, or something, with a small group of people, within like 5 minutes, there would be another van of cops that would come and try to charge these people.
Well, the police claim that they were there to keep the peace. Wilson did not see anything illegal. That didn't stop officers from becoming violent.
I didn't see a single crime committed outside of perhaps lighting fireworks, which is not technically allowed in downtown core. But the cops also wouldn't warn anyone prior to any use of force. I spoke to about five people who had been hit really hard, and I saw a couple of people bleeding. I saw one kid who had dropped his shoe and went back to get his shoe, perhaps not wisely, with a large line of riot police. And he went through the riot police line and was picking up his shoe, and a cop kicked him in the stomach when he was bending over. And then when he was running away, the cop pushed him against a car with his shield and then hit him with his baton with a very hard hit. And the kid was really freaked out. He was like, I was just picking up my shoe. Like, he must have been 15, 16, 17. And yeah, I mean, that was the worst incident of violence that I saw that night. One person who I took a photograph of was just launched about 5-6 meters. And everyone around was just kind of standing, mouth agape, just saying, what the heck was the point of that, man?
Wilson doesn't believe the police should resort to violence when faced with a crowd of this magnitude.
It shouldn't be so violent at a celebration as it was. It seemed like it was a response to a serious unrest, a period of unrest.
Wilson, who has been covering protests in Montreal for more than 10 years, knows the police can use better procedures for incidents like this.
Well, the police have a bunch of different means to communicate with people. They have loudspeakers. They have cars with loudspeakers attached to them. At protests, they used to be much better at communicating with demonstrators, saying, we're observing unlawful activity. We are now beginning to use dispersal methods. They didn't do any of that on Sunday. They didn't. There was no warning. There's no one on a loudspeaker. They easily could have done that sort of stuff. They could have said, stop shooting fireworks. Like, this is your final warning. Like, if that was the reason.
William Wilson was the only photojournalist present on May 3rd. His photographs remain the only documents we have of the SPVM's violent acts. You can read his work at William Wilson Photography on Substack and Instagram, where he writes in English and French. I also spoke with Walter Chiyan Tom, a lawyer with Concordia's Student Legal Clinic, a resource that all Concordia students have access to.
CSU Legal Information Clinic is a free service for both undergrads and grads who pay fee levies to to fund our services. And as such, we're open Monday to Friday from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock for appointments. And that, we cover pretty much every possible field of law that you can think of. My name is Walter Chiyan Tom. I am the manager of the CSU Legal Information Clinic and a supervising lawyer.
Walter explained what to do when face-to-face with lines of riot police blocking your way home, as I and hundreds of other fans faced.
Well, I mean, first of all, avoid confrontation. Okay, you might have to go, let's say, a block farther than what you usually would have to do the travel, right? But, for the most part, avoid confrontation if you can help it. However, if you don't have a choice because they're blocking entrance to your apartment or whatever else, then, approach a police officer, preferably with a friend as a witness, right? And, explain to them the situation and, show your identification, show the fact that, okay, I'm residing at this address, right? And then usually the cop will let you through.
Many Concordia students do not speak French, making it more difficult for them to communicate with police officers. The CSU Legal Clinic has resources available.
First of all, number one, ask them, I don't speak French. Can I speak to you in English? Right? You just ask that, right? Because it's always a question of trying to de-escalate, a situation, right? And if the police officer continues to ignore you, right, then, once again, it really depends upon the circumstances. But if you are, for whatever reason, detained by the police, right, we have something called a police and your rights card, Okay, and essentially, this is a card that you can obtain through our clinic or off our website, which is available at the CSU website. If you get in trouble with the police, right, you give the police the French version. Okay, the French part of the card, which basically tells, the police, it asks the police, like, if there's any problems that they have, which they're holding you, let's say, accountable for. More importantly, it's asking, like, are you being under arrest? Because if you aren't being under arrest, right, if they're not going to arrest you, then they have to let you go.
Walter stressed that the best tactic is avoiding confrontation.
Okay, so once again, right, it's a situation in which can you avoid that confrontation somehow? Can you get out of the way? Okay, if you can't get out of the way, right, then simply just don't, number one, don't touch the police officer, whatever you do. Okay, because the minute you touch a police officer, they can charge you with assault.
He stressed this point at the end of our interview. Your job is to de-escalate.
Yeah, well, once again, don't confront, de-escalate.
The CSU Legal Clinic is available to all students. In the event a student needs legal representation, they can and will connect you to lawyers working pro bono, or they will equip you with the skills you need to represent yourself in court. This is not the first time that this has happened. In 2021, during the Canadiens' Cinderella run to the Stanley Cup, fans were tear-gassed while celebrating a win against the Vegas Golden Knights that sent the Canadiens to the final. Fans were tear-gassed without warning, and the SPVM admitted that their actions impacted ticket holders trying to leave the stadium, including dozens of children. The message from Habs fans was clear: stay safe, be wary of the police. They are the danger present. CGLO tried contacting the SPVM for comment, but the police force did not allow us to speak to a spokesperson. This is the message received from the SPVM. To be clear, we communicated with them in French. This statement has been translated by me, and the translation has been checked with three different softwares. Their statement reads: "It is not possible to grant a request in this regard. However, in response to your request during playoff-related events, we work closely with the Siège Group Security Team, which ensures security inside of Centre Bell. The SPVM is responsible for security around the Bell Centre and downtown. The role of the Service de Police de la Ville de Montréal is to ensure peace and good order, as well as the safety of persons and property, in accordance with the laws and regulations in force, in the interest of efficiency and to preserve the integrity of our operations. We do not disclose publicly our intervention strategies, specific security measures, or the number of police officers mobilized." CJLO 1690 AM also reached out to the mayor's office. Unfortunately, they declined to comment on the issue. Montrealers have a right to get home safely from city-sanctioned events. The SIS's blockade on Boulevard de Maisonneuve West on Sunday, May 3rd, prevented hundreds of Montrealers safely returning home. This is not the first time that police have found to be violent against celebrating Habs fans. With more games remaining in the playoffs and the SPVM continuing to increase the police presence, please be careful if you are attending Canadiens games. While the crowd was not breaking the law, it didn't matter to the SPVM. William Shukri, reporting for CJLO 1690 AM.